Back on the podcast, on the cool, it's your boy Will. And slacking is one of them things I can't be doing, which I know I was slacking a little bit. I really got no excuse. I've been chilling. I've been in the gym. I have been in my bag, though, I'm not going to lie. So that it's not an excuse, but podcasting is part of being in my bag. So I can't even really say that I have been then, if that's the case. I've been kicking it. Had 2 3-day weekends back to back, which is nice. Memorial Day, I think, was the holiday last weekend. So we have Monday off. Had a doctor's appointment today. So I had today off, today, Monday, which the doctor told me that I was the healthiest dude he knows. I hadn't been to the doctor in a very long time. So I figured I'd go get a checkup, get a physical. Doctor had me go get some blood work done. Everything was cool though. He let me go, told me to never stop working out before I left, which was cool. So I was happy about that. Iseli's dying. She is retiring from the podcast after we switched it up. She's officially retired. She went to the doctor today too. And found out she had strep. She got that strep, which is highly contagious, by the way. So that's why I'm out here. If you know anybody that got the strep, or if you've ever had the strep, don't kiss nobody. Don't eat off the silverware, spoons, forks, knives. I know you're not sharing toothbrush because that's just nasty. But yeah, so that is how my past 2 weeks have been. I am almost done with the whole coaching website thing, and that's took way longer than it's supposed to. I should have been on that. And the thing for me, how it is, and I don't even remember what I talked about in the last episode because it's been so long. It's been like a solid month. It's had to be. But if I remember correctly, I think I was just starting out, or I figured out that I wanted to do the online coaching and the podcasting. And so, and by the way, I know I said I went to the doctor and I said I was healthy. I have a cold. So if I sound a little weird, that's why. Nothing too serious. It do be some of them times when you got to clear your throat and you're in public. And I feel like when you're in public, you can only cough one or two times before people start looking at you or before you start feeling like insecure or whatever. So that's why my voice sounds real weird. Throat is a little scratchy, but other than that, I'm Gucci. I'm good. I worked out today. Anyway, back on subject. Last episode, I'm pretty sure I had just started talking about that. I wanted to podcast and do the online coaching thing, which the online coaching thing I should have had done set up by now. I am pretty far along in that. I'm actually on like the last couple steps. I got a couple guinea pigs that I was working with. Iseli was one of them, as far as me like putting workouts together for people and just getting feedback, seeing what they thought about it, seeing how they feel, anything I should change, just stuff like that. So as far as that goes, so far, so good. The app, shout out to my app, man. It's called Trainerize. The website is actually, I don't even know what the website is, yo. I think it's like allfitintellect.trainerize.com. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. So once I get that up and going, it's going to be dope. What I'm doing, yeah, I do remember last episode I was talking about like finding what I wanted to do as far as like in the fitness spectrum and not just wide open to where I'm helping people lose 50 pounds and I'm helping one dude gain 10 pounds and another guy power lift and do all that. I just want specific powerlifting, and so that's what I'm going to be doing. And what I was going to say is that it gets kind of tough, I guess, for me to just kind of focus on one thing because I'll be here and there and I'll be all over the place, kind of like what I'm talking right now on the podcast. But what got me stuck on the whole website and app thing was the fact that I got it all set up. I got it to where I wanted to be. But then, obviously, the main purpose of doing it, besides wanting to help people and then loving the fact that you can teach somebody, obviously, you're trying to make that money, right? Trying to get paid. So it comes to a part where you have to set up your product, like what people are going to buy. And, excuse me, that is what kind of got me a little bit. So what I did was I just kind of put something, just like some random stuff on there, just to kind of fill space. And then it looked weird and I didn't like it. So then I'll go back and I would delete it. And then I was like, man, I don't know what kind of programs I'm going to make or how long I'm going to make the programs or what the price is going to be. So I researched some things, looked up some other stuff. At the end of the day, I figured it out and I got it on there. And pretty much I tried to keep it as simple as possible, not just for the people or the potential clients or whoever's looking at the website, but just for me. So I know. So pretty much I kept it just like basic. I got pretty much 5 products, I believe. It's strength programs for 12 weeks, 16 weeks. I don't know why I started with 12. Strength programs for 8, 12, and 16 weeks, right? So you can, that's 3. You can get one of those. There is a coaching with a custom program, which means you want to be coached and you want a program to go off of, which is going to be in 2-week blocks. So I'm going to make a program for you for however long you want it, but in increments of 2 weeks. The other option is you can have your own program, or you can be doing your own thing and you just want to be coached through the lifts, or you just want some accountability or some extra motivation. And I have that where I can teach you whatever you want to know. Same thing, 2-week blocks. Obviously, the price for that is different. I'm not really getting into the price because it's not really set yet, but that's another option. And then there is the opposite of that. If you want a program, you already know how to lift. You already know what to do. You just need some type of structure. You may have a meet coming up, or you just want to have something to do when you go to the gym, so you're not just all over the place, but something concrete, something to look at. But you don't need to be coached. You just want the program. Then I can do that. So pretty much there's coaching or a custom program with no coaching. There's coaching with no program. There's coaching and a program. And then there's strength programs for 8, 12, and 16 weeks, which for me, I felt like that was the best thing for me to do. That is, and obviously the good thing about this is I'm the one doing it. So there's nobody telling me, you know, how I should set it up or what I should do. It's whatever I'm comfortable with. And I feel like when you're starting out like I am and when you're getting going, it gets to a point where you just got to do it. You just got to start. And when you're sitting back and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should do this, and then maybe I should do that. And it's like, bruh, like, just chill out and do something. Just get something out there for people. And then obviously everything is trial and error. So once you start doing it, once you feel like, all right, well, nobody's really feeling this, or nobody's messing with this one, or everybody likes this one, so this one's good. Then, and it's the same thing with writing a program for somebody. You just kind of base it off, obviously, the strength, squat, and bench, and then just kind of adjust to whatever needs to be worked on in between. So same thing with this. So like I said, I am almost done. It will be up here in a little bit. offitintellect.trainerize.com to find that, which is what I said it was. And then 2, I'm going through here and I'm setting this thing up, and you can add articles to the website, but they got to be custom articles. And so I'm looking and I'm like, man, I have to have like something on strength or lifting or something that I wrote. And then I remembered back in the day, I had this blog on WordPress. It was like offitintel.wordpress.com. And I'm like, yo, so I'm going through there and I'm reading these old blogs that I had back when me and Vic were first getting into powerlifting. Like, we didn't even really know we were getting into powerlifting. All we knew is that we wanted to be strong and we were squat, benching, and deadlifting 3 times a week. And I'm talking about the beginning stages of that. And I'm talking about what worked for me, what didn't. And it's just dope to kind of go back and read. And I would like to share that with everybody because I feel like just getting some background on me. And there's other people that may be in the same spot or that same position that I was in back then that may get benefit out of reading that. And it's just interesting. I don't know if it's just interesting to me because I'm the one who wrote it. And you know what I'm saying? It's pretty good. But overall, I feel like people who are interested in lifting or in these programs or things like that would find benefit in them. So I went and posted them joints on the website, but for whatever reason, they haven't been added yet. It keeps on saying it's being reviewed or whatever. They're trying to get me for copyright, but it's my words. I promise it's my words. and excuse me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link to this website in the description. So you can hit it up. And the cool thing about this, man, is that it's online. So it could be anybody, just how anybody can hear this podcast. I can coach and program for anybody that wants to be stronger. You don't got to be here in San Antonio. You can be in Japan. You could be in China. You can be in New Zealand. You could be in Mexico, whatever. Like, it's online. So, I mean, the more the merrier. And social media is cool when it comes to promoting and popping and stuff like that. I'm not on social media. I got a Twitter. I don't really be on my Twitter like that. It's more for the vines and memes and funny stuff. Word of mouth is big. Word of mouth is a big deal. So, like I said, I'm going to put the description to my coaching website in this podcast description. And hopefully I can get some hits. Hopefully it can catch just like this podcast, because that's what I want to do. I want to coach. I want to podcast. Also, speaking of that, to support your boy and to support the podcast, you feel me? Become a supporter, a monthly supporter. Listen to the podcast. Share the podcast. Tell your homies about the podcast. Tell your homegirls about the podcast. And help your boy out, all right? That's important. And I have not been hitting that the way I should. I should be reminding y'all, remind whoever's listening to this every episode, but I forget to do that. So I will be putting that in the description as well as me mentioning it right here. So now let's see what else. That is currently where I'm at. Oh, hit up this right here. This is on the brain. The homie Raj, who was actually on a previous episode when it was the deli still, which y'all should go listen to if you haven't. It's called Family Talk featuring 5-year-old. The homie is now 6 years old and just graduated kindergarten, which is dope because I do remember graduating kindergarten. And so now, I think they got either 1 more week of school left or Friday was the last day. But regardless, it's summertime. He's about to be chilling. It's like, I think it's his first official like summer now, which is kind of cool. It's kind of exciting. I've always been the youngest, so I never really got to see that for anybody else in the family. Since I was just looking at everybody else, I was older than me. So to have somebody little like that and having the summer where he has a lot of time on his hands, and now we get the opportunity to teach that fool something. So it's a summer Raj, you know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do is try to get this boy athletic, which he kind of already is, just naturally. He's got long legs, fool can jump high, he can run really fast too. So as far as like sports specifically, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever he wants to do. Just that he has the options, just so he knows what's out there. I'm not saying like, oh, and plus he's my nephew, so I don't really got that much control over him anyway. But I never liked when people would talk about their little kids or their whatever, their little family members or whatever. And it's like, oh, this dude, he's in, he's going to basketball practice and five times a week, and he's like 3 years old. And it's like, yo, like, let him chill. Like, that dude, you know what I'm saying? He's too young. Like, nah. I mean, like, I understand, but he might not want to do that. And so the approach that I'm taking, he's not even five, he's six, actually. But the approach I'm taking with him is he's about to have a bunch of options. I'm about to throw him a soccer ball, throw him a football, throw him the agility ladder, just get him athletic, which he's already taken an interest in himself. It's not just me forcing that on him. He just don't have nobody to do it with. So this summer, we're about to get athletic. Hopefully, he likes, I don't know what he'll like, actually. Basketball, pretty kind of harder. Just because I don't really know where we could go hoop at. There's a bunch of fields where we could work on agility and speed and kick a soccer ball and throw football and stuff like that. But basketball might be a lot harder. He is six, so it really don't matter. I'm just trying to get him athletic. So we'll probably mostly just be doing drills on the ladder, running around, burning some energy, which I'm sure his mom will appreciate because he's going to be dead tired by the time he gets home. And hopefully he'll go into first grade a beast. You know what I'm saying? Biceps and abs. No, not all that. But he'll have some type of understanding of what being an athlete is, which I think is cool, which I think is always beneficial. The healthier you are, the better. And if he's outside playing like a kid should, versus being on a phone or sitting on a computer or, I don't know, all that other stuff that these kids are doing now, I think that'll benefit him and that'll be better for him. So that'll be cool. Other than that, I think that's about it. Oh, my homie, Joseph, who was actually on a previous episode. Man, see, we got episodes. Anyway, Joseph hit me up today, and I was telling him about the whole coaching thing. Oh, the allergies got me. I was telling him about the whole coaching thing, and he's talking about, and he just wants me to go and, like, just do it. Like, stop talking about it and just do it, which I feel him. I do. I really do. And that's what I'm trying to do, and I shouldn't use the word try. That's what I am doing. I am doing it. Slowly but surely. But anyway, he hit me up talking about he was at the park and he saw a fitness class. It was like 40 people out there and the instructor was old and fat. And if that guy can do it, then I can, which is true, which is very true. And another thing I guess that's good to realize is that while it's cool to be like, you know, sometimes you just got to shut up and do it. That is very important and that will have its role on certain things. But there's also certain things that take time. There's certain things that take planning. There's certain things that take thought that you really got to sit down and calculate and put together. And since it's just me kind of doing all of this stuff by myself, that's kind of the reason why it's taking so long. And I don't even know if it's really taken that long. It's probably been since I had the thought that I wanted to have my own business or do my own thing. It's probably been a solid 3.5 weeks, 4 maybe. It may be coming up on 4. So, I mean, I think in 4 weeks I've gotten pretty far. I've done pretty good. It's just cool to do something to keep your mind busy, something to focus on, just to have your own little hustle, just to do your own thing. It's cool to work a 9-to-5. It's beneficial to work a 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm doing, obviously. But when you can have something that you can call your own and something that you built from the ground up, that takes, I mean, like there's nothing that can compare to that because it's yours. You did it. And then when you get to benefit from the work that you put in, which goes back to working out, that's why I relate everything to working out, same thing. So it's just really cool. It's really cool. It's exciting. So now it being June, summertime coming, usually most people are shredding for the summer, summer shreds, trying to get ripped to go to the beach. I, on the other hand, am doing the exact opposite. I am eating about 3,500 calories a day. I am currently about 182 pounds, trying to get up to 195. I'm not putting a time frame on that because I know it's going to take some time. That's just the goal for right now. Trying to put on some solid weight. So, like I said, I'm eating a lot, working out a lot, which has been fantastic. So hopefully, you know, in due time, we'll see these gains. We'll see this work pay off, which it always does. Whatever I put in my mind to in the gym, we get accomplished, whether it's gaining weight or losing weight or getting stronger or whatever. I've never really had a goal of losing weight. So I don't even know why I said that for me personally. But whether the goal is gaining weight or getting stronger or adding size or whatever it is. So like I said, currently right now, I'm trying to add some size. I wouldn't worry about my strength too much. I do like to be strong and keep my strength. So I've added a lot of hypertrophy into my workouts for the gains. But then I do have days where I'll have 3x5 or something like that with pretty heavy weight, I would say, just so I can keep the strength and keep the powerlifting part in there. So I guess right now I'm kind of power building, keeping my strength and then adding size, which, hey, I should add that to the program if you want to power build, since I know how to do it. And the thing with the programs is I know it works because I've done it. I have done it. I am living proof that it works. I've seen it work. And the cool thing about the website is you could put your story on there. You could put pictures on there. So I added pictures from my competitions. I put a little bio of me, which I think is dope, which I think you should check out. And I think once it does get rolling and people do start finding out about it, I think it'd be cool. Same thing with the podcast. Just people got to find out about it. People got to know about it. So like I said, I'm putting a link in the description for the website. Holla at your boy. And yeah, man, I'll be bouncing around. Like, anyway, real quick, like I was saying, I know that the programs work because I've done them. So I'm confident in giving them to people, knowing that if they stick to it and if they listen to it, they're going to get their money's worth because they're going to reach whatever goal it is that they have in mind. Obviously, it's going to take some work, but anybody that's purchasing a program or that's going into coaching already knows about working out, already has that mindset. So I feel like that's probably like the most frustrating thing as a coach is like when the person that you're coaching doesn't listen or is doing something else. Because it's not all about the money. You obviously want to see results and you want to see them get to where they're going. So yeah, I'm confident that I can make that happen as long as I get people and as long as these people listen. So support your boy, become a monthly subscriber to the podcast to help your boy out. I'm really doing something. I've always heard people talk about wanting to do something. I've always talked about wanting to do something, and here I am, I'm doing it. So help your boy out, support the podcast, support the coaching online, and yeah, it's on the cool.